Welcome to the GOG Cast, brought to you by XSplit Broadcaster. Simple yet powerful, live streaming and recording. And now, your host, Leah.
Hello and welcome to another Girls on Games podcast. My name is Leah and I'm your host for the show. This is episode number 164, and today, topic of the show, we're gonna go on a little adventure. An adventure into a spoiler cast talking about Far Cry 5. Why? Well, we've been talking about this for a little while and decided it was about time we had a rant or two from us at GOG that have played the game. And also, you're probably getting this feed in the middle of E3, and we didn't really know how to deal with this episode since we record it before E3, but it gets released in the middle E3, so we figured this might be a good way to handle it. So, a forward note, no news this week, because whatever we talk about would be mute point, and you'll just have to wait for all that goodness when we do our E3 episode coming up next week. But until then, I want to introduce you to the friendly voices around this digital table. We have Catherine. How's it going?
I'm good. I have feelings and thoughts, and I'm ready to share them.
Awesome. Allie, how are you?
I'm good. I've been suffering in silence about the Far Cry 5 ending for a while now.
But no more silence.
I'm excited. I finally get to talk about it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So we don't have Simon because he hasn't played the game yet. So it's just us ladies talking. And we're going to get into that. But before we do, I want to know what you're all playing right now. Catherine, what games have you been gaming?
I'm still on Hellblade. Took a bit of a break to play some Subaria, but tonight I'm diving back into Hellblade and getting that done.
Nice. Do you know how much more you have left?
Nope. And I don't want to, I have no idea, because every time I feel like I was getting close to the end, the game is like, nope, there's more, nope, there's more. But I think I'm starting to get close to the end. I think I have maybe 5 to 10 hours left.
Okay.
Tops. I don't want to check online. I don't want to be spoiled.
I can understand that completely. Allie, how about you? What have you been playing?
I'm still playing Fallout 3.
Of course.
I also started up Vampire. Just yesterday.
What do you think?
The game is really heavy lore and like dialogue wise, and I enjoy that. So I'm really digging it. I find it's very slow, but I'm still fairly early into the game. I'm expecting things to pick up a little bit, but I really do enjoy the concept art like so far, and I'm enjoying the story. And even if it might not be like one of my like game of the year picks, I can see it laying a really good foundation for more types of games like this.
Mm.
The game that it keeps reminding me of, the combat is a little bit like Assassin's Creed, but not quite as frequent. And the storytelling and like the story experience is more similar to Murdered Soul Suspect, which is a game I really enjoyed.
Okay. I don't know that one.
And
the internet didn't?
Yeah.
It's funny because I'm hearing mixed reviews about this game too. I'm from people, some people saying it's good. Like,
it's
okay.
It's definitely not for everybody.
The Mashable review was like, nope.
Yeah, it's definitely not for everybody. But yeah, I'm enjoying it so far.
Cool. Yeah, I've got a code for that sitting in my inbox for one of those like PR websites for some indie games. One of my old PR reps from Xbox went over to Evolve, I think it's called. And he represents that along with a bunch of other games. And one of those games actually is a game that I started maybe a few nights ago called Moonlighter. I know you had mentioned that, Allie, as well. Yeah, I've got a lot of Stardew Valley addiction vibes flowing off it pretty quick. I've only probably put in about 4 hours or so, but I'm really liking it. Did you feel that the animation was like absolutely crazy in that game, Allie?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. For a pixel art game, it has some of the best animation I've ever seen.
Yeah, like the way they do the fluid, I guess you could say, because it looks like there's like this ooze thing that you transport in between the dungeon and stuff. And like, God, how that is animated is wild.
Yeah, it's absolutely mind-blowing. It's beautiful.
Yeah. How much did you play?
Oh, I've probably put in I've streamed it several times.
Yeah.
I'm on the second dungeon.
Okay. Yeah, I managed to get as deep as 3 levels in the first dungeon, but I'm totally like that hoarder type, and I really like selling things in the store. Mm-hmm. I've got that mastered. All right, it's time to get into the topic of the show. I know that's why we're all here. We really want to get into this Far Cry discussion, so let's do that right after this break. Okay, it's time. We need to talk Far Cry 5. I know we had a review cast happened a few episodes ago now, maybe 4 or 5, but Allie and I got into it. At that point, Allie had finished the game. I was probably halfway. Catherine, I don't know if you had played a whole lot of it at that point, but we've all come to the point now that we've all finished the game and we have emotions and feelings and thoughts and we need to get it out there. So before we get into the ending, and forewarning, we're going to be spoilery, no holds barred. So if you haven't played the game, if you're not finished, maybe you should stop listening to us and come back when you have finished. Because, yeah, we need to get into the nitty gritty. We're going to be talking about a lot of the different things that would be super spoilery. So you have been warned. Go ahead.
I will be dragging this game.
Okay.
So be prepared.
Okay. Before we get into the ending, all that kind of stuff, I want to first roll through our initial reactions to the game after finishing, how you felt about it. Allie, I know you'd already done your 2 cents. Do you want to round it up real quick and then we'll throw to Catherine and how she felt at the end?
Well, I didn't really get into the details about my feelings about the end of the game.
No, but once the game as a whole after you had finished.
Okay. So some of the most enjoyable gameplay that I've experienced in like the modern age of gaming.
Mm-hmm.
It was a absolute blast to play.
Mm-hmm.
An insane, insanely good experience gameplay-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And currently unmatched at this point. But an absolute letdown story-wise.
Okay.
That's pretty much like the perfect, like that's my summation of the whole experience. Was like, I was enjoying it, and then all of a sudden I was not enjoying it.
Agreed. Catherine, how about you? How did you feel after you finished the game and finished your full playthrough?
Well, throughout the whole playthrough, I was like, I'm enjoying the side missions way more than the main stories. And every time they would trigger, I'd be like, oh, no, stop it. I want to go liberate that outpost. Why we got to do this now? And it also, I think it also didn't help that I started with John, which was the best one, to be honest, story-wise. And then after that, I went to Jacob, and then I finished with Faith, and Faith was terrible. So I'm like, I'm going through Faith's story, and then I finish all the missions I wanted to do. Even if I was pretty much done with the game, I was like, I'm going to liberate all the outposts. I'm going to do what I want to do, and once I'm sick of this game, I'm going to go finish it. And I was already in this mindset that, yeah, the third villain was fucking terrible, but let's go see what this father is all about. And when it finished, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Seriously. Like, I felt like it was such a letdown and such hype gameplay and high action and just high octane. And then the ending was just like... So my initial reaction was just to close the game, just go sit in the living room and be like, what the why did I spend 40 hours on this?
So I'm pretty well in the same boat. I was playing through the game, did John first, really enjoyed that, got to Faith, and I think there's something about Faith that turned me off that whole area. It seemed like the most supernatural out of all of the events, all of the areas.
So yeah, Faith, you know, we start with John.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, I'm pretty sure everybody started with John.
Yeah, that's what they kind of lean you towards doing.
They want you to go John, Faith, Jacob, Joseph.
Yeah.
So John's machinations are, like, really carnal.
Yep.
And, like, they're scary in a physical sense because he's, like, threatening your physical being.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fight with John was very much, to me, Far Cry. It was high action. Like, you felt like a superhero, or you felt like an action hero, I should say. You didn't feel like a superhero. You felt like an action hero going after him, taking him down. And it was, it felt good to kill him. You know what I mean? Because he was, like, very physical. And then all of a sudden you're in Faith's territory, and all of a sudden she's, like, this Final Fantasy villain. All these, like, replicas and her, like, contacting you, you know, through your mind and stuff like that. And it was just like, that was when the story began to, like, definitely, like you said, Leah, that's when it, like, made that turn.
Yeah. It seemed like it was no longer something that was plausible, because as soon as you enter her territory, you started getting these moments and these, like, you think it's one creature, it turns out to be another creature, because you've walked through the Bliss or whatever, and it's not the first time you encounter the Bliss either. You encounter the Bliss in other areas, but there's something about it. It's like you hit a gateway, and all of a sudden it's like this magical, mystical entity that's coming after you that I felt was non-tangible and not frightening in the sense that John was. Now, Jacob,
that boss battle,
totally different.
Was crazy.
Pardon?
And the thing is, like,
Faith's, I can't say that. Her boss battle, like, her final battle, was a complete shit show.
It was so boring.
It was chaotic. I didn't understand what was going on, and I just kept running around, shooting her when I knew which one was the real one, and then running around. Like, I felt there was no tactical side to it.
And they never really explain, because she's just, like, flying there and throwing, like, balls of magic at you, and once you're out of the Bliss, they never really explain what she was shooting you with or attacking you with. She's just dead, and I'm like,
okay. I feel like I feel like the villains in Far Cry 5 were misused.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the villains and their tools of antagonizing the player were just misused. Mm. After John was, like, I think he was the best one. He was the most believable. He was the scariest to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea, like, Faith was a good character. She was a young girl who was brainwashed by an older man. You find out that there had been Faiths before her that
had
been disposed of, and you start to kind of feel, I wanted to feel badly for her, but at that point I was so annoyed that this bitch was, like, turning turkeys into mountain lions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's not scary. That's just, like,
it's annoying.
It was weird. It was like, oh, a turkey's chasing me. Oh, all of a sudden it's a mountain lion. Like, I wasn't scared or affected by, like, anything that she did. And, like, I like the fact that they were using, like, a drug, because in cults, that's very, like, drug use is, like, pretty prominent. And so, like, but I just didn't feel believable.
No, actually, I felt that Jacob's use of the mind control was much more realistic, though still kind of out there, sci-fi, whatever. But it still seemed more psychological rather than mystical. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, I liked Jacob and Faith's use of, like I said, I liked their tools, but it just felt like Ubisoft tried to take them that one step further than they should have. Instead of making them realistic, they just, like, jumped to the fantastical.
Yeah.
And I think it was them, like, trying to be, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a better way to say this, but I think it was, like, their attempt at being, like, deep.
Mm.
And deep really has no place in Far Cry.
It does not.
Because, and I've said this before, I've said this multiple times in multiple arenas.
Yeah.
You can't take me from getting bull testicles to feeling bad about a girl who was brainwashed and potentially raped or, you know, subjected to awful things. You can't take me from doing those things, like the silliness, and then make me feel emotionally invested or take it seriously, because the game doesn't take it seriously.
You're right. We've talked about now the three bad guys, the three big boss battles that we had to do until it wraps you up into the final boss battle, which is, of course, our wonderful friend Joseph. Speaking of a sort of mystical style boss battle, I did enjoy it, but I did find that it was another case similar to Faith, where it was far-fetched that he could just keep brainwashing them and just had to shoot down your friends and then get them, heal them again. Like, it just seemed weird.
His felt really messy.
It did. And it was really weird that he managed to, after you've pretty much killed everyone in the cult, that he managed to round up all 12 of your allies.
Some that were I hadn't even, like, spoken to and became allies with yet.
Beautiful. The illusion of choice in game design. There we go. And then round up all 12 of them, brainwash them into killing you, and all it takes is for you to shoot them and then bring them back up, and they're like, oh, I'm still in this mist, but now I remember that we're here to kill yellow glasses over there. Mm. I was just like, why? Yeah, no. Mm.
Okay. Do you have something to say there, Ellie?
I have things to say about Joseph.
Okay. Well, do you want to get into talking about Joseph as a character, or do you want to get into the endings? And I say endings because I know there are three. Where would you like to start first?
I think you should start with Joseph as a character.
Okay, go right ahead.
So I feel bad for the actor who played Joseph.
Why?
Because I feel like it was a waste of his performance. Because he was really good at what, and I feel bad being this harsh on the game. I really do, because you guys, I have over 50 hours in this game. I played that much in like a week's time. That's how much I was enjoying the game. And what's his name? His name's Greg Birk? Is that, how do you pronounce his last name?
I don't know.
Hold on.
But he's really good as a villain. He's really believable.
Yeah. Greg Birk. Sorry. Yeah. So I feel bad for Greg Birk, because he like brought Joseph to life. And he was scary and unnerving and also weirdly attractive.
He looks like he looks like Jared Leto. Yeah, he is weirdly attractive in that like man bun kind of wear.
Yeah.
And Ubisoft gave him a great backstory, and like you don't hear all of his backstory in the game. You do hear more about him in a few of like the other like media things that they've like included him in.
Yep.
But the story that he feeds you at the end about, you know, him killing his daughter, like that's huge. And I didn't care. Why didn't I care? Am I a heartless human being? No, I cry all the time. If something is too cute, I cry. If something is too sad, I cry. But in Far Cry 5, I was just like,
I remember hearing him the story about how his wife died in childbirth, and he decided to kill his child. And I was just, my reaction was, you're trying too hard. It felt like try hard. And I think that's in the moment that we're supposed to realize, this dude's crazy. This dude is a sociopath. And now we're just confirming that he's a psychopath. But it felt too try hard. I think they could have built up to something better without him choking a baby to death.
I feel like that's on like Ubisoft, like the perfect way to describe Far Cry 5's story is try hard.
Yeah.
Like I truly feel like if they had given us this experience of John, Faith, Jacob, and Joseph in a more linear non-Far Cry setting, it would have been more effective.
I think he would have seemed more frightening if that story had come out earlier in the game and that menacing psychotic psychopath version of Joseph was more apparent, because throughout the game he seems like a godlike figure but never are you scared of him. It's just like, why is everybody following, so blindly following this guy? What has he got? Obviously, like, of course, with cults and all this kind of stuff, it's a lot about charisma. It's a lot about, like, the way that he's able to convert people. And obviously, through his three different minions, he's able to do stuff. But I still, like, I never got the moment, except for that one time where I was like, okay, this dude means business, and this dude is off his rocker. Right? And that's the scary moment when you realize that you know, if he's willing to kill his own newborn child, like, what would he do to me, essentially? But if that news had come earlier, if that story bit had come earlier, I feel like I would have been more frightened of him as a character. And maybe that's due to the fact of when it came out, if we had gone up to Jacob first, sorry, all the J names, they start to get to you after a while, right? If you got up to Jacob first, but that's not how the story was supposed to be played. It was very apparent that they wanted you to go down and get the dog first, which was in John's territory.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that would have played through Jacob first would have gotten that much earlier in the story.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that was, how do they balance, you know, the open world with the storytelling? But I...
Not well.
No, but they also had, like, these little cinematics in between killing each lieutenant. You know, mm-hmm. the one for when you kill one, kill two. I feel like that story, like, that part of the backstory shouldn't have been implemented in Jacob's story, but maybe in those... thing so that they can build the narrative better, instead of like me waking up in that cage like, okay, here we go again, I'm gonna hear the song Only You, and I'm gonna go through the motions again, killing everybody with every gun. And I was not receptive to him showing up and being like, let me tell you how fucking batshit crazy I am.
And it made sense to tell that story during Jacob's area, because I can see the correlation about Jacob and his concept of culling the herd and what Joseph did. That makes sense. But I don't know why John was following Jacob, and I don't know why Faith was following Jacob. Do you know what I mean? Why they looked up to him as a leader. Why him? Right?
Were they actual family members?
Faith was not.
Faith I know was... not. But what was
you could
it
ask
like...
that. You could ask that about like literally any cult leader though. Like why would they follow them?
Well, it's true, but I figured they would illustrate that in some sort.
I think to me, what I got out of it, and I don't know if this is like canon or not, but John was a psycho. John was a psycho who was hurt and abused as a child. So he followed Joseph. Jacob had severe PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And Faith was manipulated physically, emotionally.
And with drugs.
And with drugs by Joseph. And so that's why I think that they followed him.
Okay.
It was just like they were damaged. Like any cult, damaged individuals who are told you matter.
Mm-hmm.
You are a person, I care about you, and I have your best interests at heart. They really eat that up, you know what I mean? I'm not saying everybody who has like an issue like that is like that, but there are some people who are more susceptible to it than others.
Yeah. And you brought up the concept of the story being one thing and the side missions being something else.
Yeah.
I feel that if we were not forced to do the side missions and you were able to just track through the story alone, you would have been fine, and probably you wouldn't have felt so weird about it, about how the dichotomy between the two, because that's the thing. And yeah, we learn this in art school all the time. It's like, if you have two things, you automatically compare, right? You put the one against the other. And if the side missions, though fun and interesting and good mechanics and gameplay and whatever, because they were so off the track of the mood of the story, it set you right off. And you had no choice but do them because you needed to liberate a certain amount of points and anger the territorial leader so much to get to trigger the fact that you wanted to move forward in the story and get to that boss battle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think if it had been in any other, like, it didn't fit a Far Cry game. It shouldn't have been a Far Cry game. It should have been like a very like narrative driven single player linear experience to actually let you enjoy the story.
Yeah, because I mean, we had a huge discussion too in spoiler chat on our Discord channel, because Celtic Stag, he's played every Far Cry, and he's the one who did Devin, who did an article on our site that you might have, some of you might have read a few years back about Far Cry 4, about, you know, how the optional ending in Far Cry 4 for him is the right ending. And we talked a lot about Far Cry 5, and basically his take was that Far Cry doesn't know how to end a game. And I feel like they've nailed the gameplay. They've nailed the filling in the donut. But they haven't nailed the story. They're good at setting the scene. Here's your carrot, like, here's your thing, like, here's your playground, here's where you're going to shoot all the things, and once you're done to shoot all the things, don't forget to shoot the charismatic guy that's batshit insane. Yeah. And he's like, you know, like, you finish Far Cry 4, you kill Pagan Min, and you realize the resistance you were fighting with are just as bad, and just going to put another dictator in place, that you've done nothing. It has been all for nothing. And Far Cry 5 is very much like that.
I just want a Far Cry game to be enjoyable. And I think they need to stop trying to tackle these deeper stories in Far Cry. It just doesn't work.
Well, they need an excuse for people to go and do all these whacktastic activities and have all this stuff.
Go all in on the action, the fun. Don't try and feed me this, like, oh, it's so, you don't get it, it's an intellectual story, because we're going to get to that point when we talk about the fucking ending of Far Cry 5. Like, don't try and feed that to me. Give me something that is just as, like, insane as the gameplay and the side missions. Like, give me something just as, like, fucking fun. Go big or go home.
You need to play Broforce. Because Broforce is basically what Far Cry should be. Okay. Which is just
the game isn't really instilling a lot of confidence.
No, but I love Broforce. It's one of my favorite games. But it's, aside from all the puns and the reference to 80s and 90s action flicks, it's basically a game where they're like, shoot, shoot, shoot. And as you shoot, it just gets bigger and larger and bigger until, like, you start by fighting in Vietnam, and then you realize there's an alien infestation. You fight aliens, and then you fight demons, and you finish the game by fighting the devil himself and killing him in the name of America.
Well, you know, it works. It works for Saints Row.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like, I played Saints Row. Me playing Saints Row. That was, I don't know why I started playing it, but I did, and that was super enjoyable. And I think Ubisoft just needs to be like,
just cause what? 1, 2, 3. Why are you doing this? Just cause we made a game. You
just
can do
cause.
It.
Just because. But you bring up a good point, Catherine. The secret ending that was in Far Cry 4. When I started playing Far Cry 5, the very first choice, I didn't make it. I waited. Just because I knew what had happened in Far Cry 4. And that's what I'm saying by, like, the three alternate endings. Because I count this as an ending. And technically, that's kind of the ending that I liked most of all as well. Where it was just kind of like, it ended. Peacefully, you left, nothing happened, and you left. And that's kind of the most realistic case that could have happened.
Yeah, it's just like they leave the decision to the rookie. It's like, no, you're right. We don't have. We're in this compound. We realize we're grossly outnumbered. We'll come back with more people and actually take care of this.
Mm-hmm. I also don't want to talk about like how unrealistic that entire situation was. About how they sent in a rookie with one other person and local law enforcement. And apparently the American government or, you know, local law officials for like just the state in general weren't doing anything about this fucking cult. Like,
so
I don't
weird.
That. Because yeah. That's a whole other can of worms.
But apparently, when we get to the ending, it's because something else was happening in the world and people thought maybe we have other fish to fry.
All right, let's get into the ending. I think we've been jumping around here for a bit now. I think we need to get into the ending. So after the final boss battle happens, you have two choices. And if you take one path, actually, I want to know, where'd you guys go first? Which path did you take first?
I shot the motherfucker.
Me too. All right. We were like, enough of you. Shoot him. And then all hell breaks loose. So you end up running with your crew through the fiery blaze. And you try to get to the bunker that you started the game with. Once you crash, you end up, all your friends are dead, and you get hauled out kind of unconscious into the bunker by Joseph.
Who looks at you and says, I was right, the world was coming to a den. There's a nuclear war outside, and apparently it warranted 2 A-bombs in a remote area of Montana. And then he just chains you to the bed and says, it's just you and me now. And you're playing a female protagonist, that is unsettling.
Yeah. So did you guys play as girls?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I did too. So game ends, credits roll, you load back up the screen at the end, and everything looks like, oh, A-bomb went off, and everything is gross and burnt up and whatever else. And then that's it. You can jump back into the game, like, if you want to continue playing. The other ending that you get that I went and watched is along the lines of you don't shoot him. You get in the car with your friends. You start driving away. And then all of a sudden, the Only You music starts playing and you lose control again. And then it goes dark. You just you assume that you have then killed all your friends and that's the end of the game.
And it doesn't matter because then the A-bombs go off and everybody still dies.
Go, Allie.
We don't see that.
No, but you just assume it.
Yeah. You just assume it. But
because after that, I went reading and apparently people said that there were, if you kind of like listened to the radio and read a bit like the lore in the world, there were hints at a greater conflict happening in the world.
Okay, so I've heard that before, and like I said, I've spent literally over 50 hours in the game, and I haven't seen or heard anything about that.
Me neither.
In my original review that I was having issues with audio, how like characters would talk over different things that were going on in the game, and I felt like I was missing little bits of like lore here and there, so I'm not quite sure if that's what happened, but I feel like if that was an actual canonical event going on, it probably should have been a little bit more obvious, especially given the scope of the world. I'd be curious to see if you choose like the walk away ending, what your menu screen looks like afterwards.
Yeah, I didn't see that because I watched it on YouTube afterwards.
Yeah,
so maybe someone can fill us in on that.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see, like, so if anybody's listening who chose the walk away ending, let me know if your main menu screen is like a decimated wasteland or if it's still like regular Hope County. Because I'd be really curious. To give you some context about how I experienced the end of this game.
Mm-hmm.
I finished playing it at like 3:00 in the morning.
Oh, geez.
I was the only one awake. My fiance was asleep. I was literally laying in bed playing it. And it all went down. And I'm pretty sensitive to stuff like this. I don't necessarily like end of the world scenarios especially ones that are realistic. And God damn it, pissed me off. I got so mad. First of all, Ubisoft, fuck you. You lied to me. Boomer died. And second of all, how dare you? Like, it didn't feel like they had, like, pulled the wool over my eyes and that, like, this was a big thing. It just felt like, oh, shit, we need to end this game. Okay, I know. Let's drop a nuke. Blow it all up. And we can start fresh in Far Cry 6. Like, and there's so many, like, was it a hallucination?
Yeah, maybe.
Was it real? Was it Joseph setting them off? Was it somebody else setting them off?
How do you get your hands on, like, not once was there ever a comment about nuclear warfare. How do you know that a nuclear bomb is going to go off?
And, like, I know there was a lot of prepper bunkers.
Yeah, but
I just felt it was, like, a thing in America that people have. And then
no one has those here. I just thought that they were, like, a game mechanic because it was fun to find them.
I just thought, yeah, that people had started making bunkers because the cult was taking over the area.
Yeah, like, I just thought it was, like...
Or, I don't know the area. Does it have, like, a lot of bad weather and you need a fucking bunker?
No, and, like, the only time you'd really... Like, the only time I hear of bunkers like that is when people talk about, like, what am I thinking about now? Like old, like 50 styles movies when they had the alarm go off, like, where you might potentially get an A-bomb or something. So, like, I always look them as, like, these old fashioned things that, like, they used to be there, and they just, because the cult was happening, people started stocking up and keeping stuff there because they never know when, like, you know, the foreigners would come over and blow things up or something like that, right?
I mean, but, and it's kind of like, and you know, Leah, you mentioned how we compare stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When they're there, if you get two things,
get two
you automatically
together, yeah.
And so, like, here we are. We're supposed to believe that Hope County is, like, filled with all these preppers, but bitch, people are going and fucking fishing and walking their dogs,
yeah,
like, through the woods. Like, if you're scared of the cult, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, you're going about your Saturday, like I would.
Yeah. The most realistic thing there was definitely, like, the jail. Like, I could kind of see, like, you know, people going and hurting and being like, oh, everybody got to get to the jail. It's kind of like Zombieland, you know, where everybody's trying to go to a spot that it's fortified and they can protect it. And there's lots of people and there's food and there's weapons and all that kind of stuff. But, like, why would someone just stay in their house?
Yeah, like, certain people had gone, like, to the extreme to deal with this threat, and then other people were just living there, like, they were scared about it and kind of worried, but, like, they were just living their lives. And it was like, it's not that okay, it was like a big map, but it's not, Jesus Christ, the fucking burping, sorry about that. It's still a county, like, it's still not that big. So, like, what were they doing?
Don't. No. Catherine, how did you feel after you finished the game? The credits rolled.
Unsatisfied.
Like, yeah?
Straight up unsatisfied. It felt like I was amping up to something that never happened. And really, I was disappointed that you couldn't win. And I know there's a message in there that you can't, like, a video game that you can't win and everything, but I don't think the storytelling in Far Cry 5 was strong enough to hold that kind of narrative.
Exactly.
And, you know, it being very action-driven and high-octane and really about, like, the go, go, go and get shit done, it almost felt like, you know, it should have been, if like, Broforce, just make it more and more ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to make it out there about drug use and everything, don't just be, no matter what you do, that guy survived because he was right. And, you know, maybe the message was like, was I the villain all along? Like in Far Cry 4, was I the villain all along? Because it turns out this resistance is as bad as the other guy. I don't feel it. I don't feel it's the kind of game that goes for that introspection. It's just like, hey, cool, I found an ATV and I have a guy with me that has a giant rocket launcher. Let's go fuck shit up. Mm. And somewhere in there, I gotta question my motivation, his motivations, and then just get to the end of the game and be like, well, bitch, I was right. You my prisoner now. Mm. We're gonna be stuck in here for 20 years while Bethesda makes Fallout 3 out there. I don't know.
That's why it fell flat for me too, because it was like, it wasn't a Far Cry game. And the ending just kind of fell on deaf ears, because it was like, okay, cool, I got attacked by a honey badger and now it's the end of the world. Like, it just felt silly.
I felt like I was left hanging, and I remember the next day after I finished playing it, you know, and I've had moments like this before where after I finish playing a game, I need to take a moment and I don't play anything for a while. And because like I feel like I've emotionally gone through something. Like it happened after Breath of the Wild where I like couldn't play a game for a bit, and this one kind of hit me the same way in the sense that I couldn't play anything, and I've actually been going through some turmoil being like, what do I play next? I feel like I got robbed somehow in the story of this one. But I remember going to work the next day, and I had had like shitty sleep after that night, and I was grumpy when I got out in the morning, and I went into work and my colleague's like, what's up with you? And I'm like, I'm pissed because the video game I finished last night had a crappy ending and it hurt me. And he laughed at me, but I'm like, that's how invested you are and how much a video game you can put emotionally into something and get connected. Because it obviously connected to me somehow for me to get that visceral of a reaction to carry into the next day being pissed off. But it means that the game also has a responsibility to have some kind of payoff and not leave you hanging. Or is that the message that sometimes there is no payoff? And if that's the case, then fuck, like that's pretty intense.
I get that, and I've played games like that before where you don't end up being the winner, but Far Cry was not the right IP to do that with. Like, maybe they're trying something new, but like, it completely ruined the game for me. Like, it's gotten to, like, I don't want to play the DLC.
No.
Like, I was almost done the achievements, but after that ending, I woke up my fiance. I woke him up and I told him about it because I was so mad. And then I was like, okay, so I'm supposed to go back and try capturing all the legendary fish in Hope County and be okay with it? Like,
it's also weird going back when you know an A-bomb went off, and it's almost like you rewind time. Like, Zelda does that a bit too, where you just don't do the final boss, but at least it didn't, like, annihilate the entire land.
And Zelda's a different experience too,
right? Yeah, true.
Yeah. But, like, it's like, what? Either you want me to be affected by the story and have it leave a lasting impression, or you want me to have, like, fun in this instance. I don't mean that for every game. But it was like, okay, well, congratulations. I guess you made, like, some kind of an impact. I don't think it was the, like, intellectual impact that you wanted to make on me. But you peeved me off. And now I'm not going to play your DLC.
So let's get into actually what comes next. Because obviously there is DLC that's come out for this game. Some has already been released. Some is coming. None of it, I'm trying to remember now. I think one of them has to do with Vietnam, I think.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one that just released.
And what else is coming? Do you remember?
There's zombie apocalypse and going on Mars to fight aliens.
Okay, so none of these DLCs really relate to the story. So it's not, even if you wanted to go back, they don't correlate. But then where does this leave us for Far Cry 6? We're like, it's not often, actually, I don't think any of the Far Cry stories actually continue on the story later. Do we let it die there? Is that it? Is this the end of this tale?
I don't know if they kind of like want to do like they did with Desmond Miles in Assassin's Creed, where they just like, well, this story arc's over. We're moving on and not telling you what it is. And us being like, okay. Fine. So I don't know if it's going to be like an A-bomb, and then the next one is either a Fallout clone, or if the next one takes place somewhere else entirely in, like, earlier in the timeline or anything, or if they're going to go straight up in the future after the we've rebuilt and we're now, I don't know, aliens are there or something. No clue. Honestly, I don't know if they're going to do a reset button on it. But I mean, the IP's popular. The IP sells well.
Well, this game sold really well.
Yes. And I mean, Far Cry 4 and Far Cry 3, as far as I know, sold pretty well too.
And that, so the thing is, a game can sell really well. It can do really well. Doesn't mean everyone's actually finished the game, though. Let's be honest. A lot of people don't finish games, right?
That's true.
And so if they've watched their friend play for, like, I don't even, like, 10, 15 hours, and their friend's like, fuck yeah, man, I'm having a blast! It's because they probably haven't gotten to Joseph yet, which was happening to a lot of people that I was talking to. Like, I was talking about it on stream, and people were like, oh yeah, like, I've put in 20 hours already. I'm not even, I haven't even left, like, the first area or whatever. So, like, I can see why it sold well, regardless of people's feelings of the ending.
Well, we know that the game is solid outside of the story.
Yeah, but I mean, is Far Cry really your motivation? Is it really the story and the lore?
This one was. I found that this one actually had something that was drawing me in, maybe initially just the concept of it, because it was very topical for what was going on in the world right now. It just seemed like something that was a little bit more believable than, say, the case of 4 or 3 with Voss, even though I love Michael Mondo. And of course, Primal as well. Like, they took it totally out of the context there. That was supposed to be DLC, and they turned that into a full game. But it seemed like the one that would be more rooted in some kind of reality. But
I personally was really interested in the story. But I truly thought it was going to take a turn for the crazy versus a turn for the trying really, really hard.
Yeah. It was, for me, was the first Far Cry that was like, I kind of want to play this. I'm really interested. And one of my main motivation wasn't really the story, more that it was the setting and the gameplay changes they made. They made to gameplay to make it more fun and everything, because I played some Far Cry 3 and some Far Cry 4, and I just thought, like, it was tedious with the radio towers, and there was outposts I couldn't seem to get through no matter what I did. And what I really liked about Far Cry 5 is you could get fangs for hire, gun for hire, you could play co-op with your friends, and it really helped just, I don't know, for me as a gamer, the fact that it was completely open world and I could just really circle around outposts and really figure it out. Also, maybe the terrain change, or...
I like the idea that you could start wherever you wanted.
Yeah, it felt really more organic of a game.
Mm.
And I felt like the other Far Cries, like my experience with Far Cry 3 is if you kind of like wandered off into a next area that was like too high level, you would just get ganked. And also the wildlife would constantly kill you. Fuck. All the time. I mean, Far Cry 4 was basically Death by Tiger Simulator. And then you had to farm the animals to upgrade. Oh, fuck that. No, this one really felt like it was more of a... The gameplay was smoother, more accessible. I really liked the perk system instead of going to farm animals to get stuff to craft upgrades. The fact that you could just like, oh, I'll just go and find as much prepper stashes as I can to get perks, or just complete a few challenges. Like, get 10 kills with Herc and I get a point. Yay!
Yeah, you really felt like you could take the path you wanted. You could play the game as you wanted and upgrade it as you saw fit to best suit your gameplay style.
Yeah. And I realized that Far Cry 3 is a PS3 game.
Yep.
And Far Cry 4 was earlier in the console cycle, that, this is a refinement of the teams that have been working on this IP for a while, and that they have technology that lets them create maybe something that's more open. And I'm really happy about that. Like, games should be getting better with time and with technology. And I think IPs need to evolve and change and adapt and still stay fun. And for me, that I saw that game and I saw the changes and I saw Joseph see it, and I was like, this could be, if they do this well, this could be really interesting and it could be crazy, and couple it with the high octane gameplay they're promising, this could be amazing. It wasn't amazing, but it was good. The story was lackluster, but everything else was so good, and I had so much fun playing that game. It's just, I felt like going through the main story was almost like a chore. Like, I have to go through this arc of the main story so that they can leave me alone for a couple of outpost liberations so I can go back and have fun. It was basically my mom mm-hmm. being like, come back and have lunch, like that your neighbor with the fucking vuvuzela.
That's a running joke now.
Come in, have lunch, you know, whatever, do that little thing, that little dance that Jacob wants me to do, and then yay, I get to go back into the mountains and explore. Bye.
And like, also, like, why do you keep kidnapping me and letting me go?
Yeah, why?
How do you keep getting free?
I know that's like a trope in like action and like thrillers and stuff like that, but I mean, seriously, at one point, like when I was sitting through like Jacob talking, I was like, bitch, can you kill me? Like, I'm so over this. Like,
put me out of my misery, please.
Oh my god, how many go through that course like over and over again? It looks like something out of M. Night Shyamalan's nightmares.
Are you talking about the Jacob? No, hold on. Joseph thing, with the time?
Jacob
with the time thing?
Timed that course. I was like,
that he was basically grooming you to go kill one of your
allies.
Call the herd.
Just, at that point, I was like, this is so annoying. Please just kill me and put me out of my misery.
I fucking hated that.
I hated one point, and I was like, Michael, can you fucking do this? Because I can't right now. I need to do it three times.
It was trying so hard. And I was like, can you not? I think Ubisoft was like, at like 17, and I needed them at like a 7 with like the try hardness. I was like, you just need to rein it back in a little bit. They're being a little bit extra.
All right, ladies, if we're rolling into Far Cry 6, say Far Cry 6 is coming down the pipeline at some point, do you want to play? Are you ready to see what happens next, or are you too salty after this? You're a hard no, Allie.
At this point, I am a hard no. I would have to, honestly, I'd have to have someone play through the story for me and tell me if my fucking shit gets blown up again.
Catherine?
Personally, I would have to see what the gameplay is like. And now that I've been burned, I know that you don't play Far Cry for the story. And even if they are known as the IP with the great villains, and it's all about the villains in Far Cry, not about the hero, I'm like, yeah, it is all about the villains because it's a villain going after another villain. I'll just not focus on the story element and the villain. I'll just see if, you know, I feel like running around on an ATV again. And I mean, full disclosure, I did not purchase Far Cry 5.
Neither did I.
No, we all got review copies. Well, you didn't, but Allie and I both got a review copy.
I get free PC games. Because of work, so I didn't pay for it, so I don't feel cheated. So maybe the next one, if I'm still working there when it comes out, depends if I'll try. But I did not go out of my way to get a console copy or a collector's edition or things like that. I just feel like it's there, I'll try it.
No, I was pretty hyped to play. I was pretty hyped to play this game. So I don't think the villains of this game live up to villains in games gone by. I think Voss is still on the top of that, and Pegaman is a close second.
Yeah, I don't think, but I think the Joseph was a more believable villain, but the story was not believable at all. Like, I mean, Voss is really quick to tell you that he's just batshit crazy. And it's just like, that's all it is. You're just running after this bad chick crazy guy. Pagan, you know, right away, like, the god complex is there and it's obvious. as if Joseph, it just slowly builds to, like, he's a cult leader, you must be crazy, but he still takes a while before you see the crazy, and the actor's really good. And at first, like, in those first scenes, you see the crazy in the eyes, which I'm like, how can you do that with a video game and motion capture? But you see it. They managed to really get that. And it was unsettling, and I was excited. I was like, I'm going to get this guy. This game's going to be awesome. This guy is going to show me he's crazy. And he was really believable, but the story wasn't. The drug, the wolves, the whatever, and the final boss with Joseph. And it's just like, hey, you know, there were tiny little hints here and there. But you know what? I was right, and you can't win against me. All of that was so unbelievable, and that's what I didn't like. And for the next one, just go balls to the wall. Fuck it.
Yep.
Don't give me introspection. Don't give me, like, I'm so damaged, and I find these damaged people. Just get me Voss times two. Just go for it. Like, if you're gonna shit on it at the end, might as well make it as stupid. Make it like Just Cause. Make it like Bro Force. You can sprinkle that little Ubisoft storytelling if you want, but
especially let's because just go then for they it. Turn. Especially because then they turn around with the DLC, and it's like it's obvious that that's the kind of fun shit they want to make. So just let them do that.
Yeah.
Like, everyone ate up Blood Dragon. These people are nostalgic. So, like, just have fun. Just
it's funny. That came before all that nostalgic of that stylings, the 80s, the that kind of thing came out. It was, that was like,
apparently it was a big thing.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a big thing. But when it came out, it was almost like a precursor to all of that that was coming.
So, I have to admit, like, I do feel kind of bad ragging on the game this hard. But what I want everyone listening to understand is, like, I really, really, really enjoyed the game up until the end. Mm-hmm. And I do think it is worth playing as long as you know what you're getting into, like what you're signing up for.
I don't know, Allie, because I think the reason we're all ragging like this on it is because we liked it so much and we feel robbed.
Well, that's it. And, like, I hate to come across as, like, one of those entitled fans, but I'm trying to keep this as, like, kosher and, like, as actual, like, constructive as I possibly can. That it was just a like, we all said a letdown.
But I think if someone knew that it was that much of a letdown before going in and decided not to play it, I think they would have missed out.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I still think that people should play it because, like I said, the gameplay is absolutely unparalleled. I had so much fun, you know, finishing up side missions and looking for things and fishing and, you know, buying my new guns and helicopters and stuff like that. Like, I had a ton of fun with that. And if Ubisoft turned around tomorrow and was like, hey, here's an update that removes all the story from the game and you can just run around Hope County, I'd be like, heck yes! And, like, honestly, and this is going to seem kind of stupid, but one of my biggest issues I have with this, like, whole thing and the ending is the fact that Ubisoft promised me that Boomer wasn't going to die. Like, and that was, like, legit a part of their marketing. That was in the FAQ, was, can Boomer die? No. Boomer's a good boy and he doesn't die. Well, what do you have to say for yourself?
Boomer died, Cheeseburger died, and Peaches. They're all gone.
Salt in the wound, Leah. Salt in the wound.
I know. Any last words before we move on to the conclusion? Because I think we've kind of beat this dead horse into a hole here.
No, I'm not done. No, I am for tonight.
Catherine?
I agree wholeheartedly with Allie. It's a fun game. It's a great game. And if you know you don't finish games, you're going to get your money's worth.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Agreed. All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up the show for this week. Before I let you all go, of course, I want to thank our wonderful website hosting partner, Fun.io. If you're looking for some website hosting, maybe you want to start a little video game blog like we did, or you want to do something bigger like a e-shop, e-commerce. You know, you want to sell some wares online. You should go check them out. Stream Team, looks like everything is going pretty good on there. Allie, are you streaming Vampire?
Yes.
Nice. Cool. So,
but by the time this comes out,
you might be done.
Yeah.
Are you moving on to something else?
I don't know.
You don't know yet. Okay.
No.
Well, keep on Allie's Twitter for that. Website highlights. Catherine, what's going on the website?
Pretty quiet because, you know, we're like, as we're recording this, we're literally like 5 days away from E3.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just all waiting. But yep, you should definitely go back to see all the Far Cry content we've done because we reference a lot of it. There's the episode for the review for Far Cry. There's the episode with the interview with Dan Hay, executive producer on Far Cry 5, but also the editorial I told you. There we have editorials about Far Cry 4. If you want to know more about like that setup of villainy and that story and what happened, definitely check out the website. And for shits and giggles, last year we did E3 themed drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pulling that out again. So check it out under the tag E3 on the website. PC Mastery Sangria looks delicious as fuck.
And it is. All right. Well, of course, I want to thank the crew for being on the show here this week. Give them a chance to shout out their social media so you can continue talking Far Cry and more with them. Catherine, go right ahead.
I'm CSDESBINS, CSDBIEN on Twitter and Instagram.
How about you, Allie?
I'm 8-Bit Blonde pretty much everywhere on the internet, including Twitter and Mixer and Xbox.
Yeah. And I'm Leah Jew, our most social media platforms. I'm GOG Leah on Mixer and Xbox Live. Sorry, that was my dog. He decided to get up. But of course, you want to know everything there is to know about Girls on Games, and you can track us down at The Girls on Games on Twitter and Facebook. We are just Girls on Games on Instagram. You can continue this lovely convo and more. And reminder, we do have that spoiler chat. So if you decide you need to rant about a game, you can go in there and rant with like-minded individuals. That's discord.me/girlsongames. But of course, if you ever need to know anything at all, you can track it down at our home base. That is our website, girlsongames.ca. Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Allie. It's been a lovely week. I miss Simon, but he'll be back next week when we talk about all the news from E3 and figure out who won our little betting war. Yeah, who's got that sixth sense? Who knows for predictions? So until then, enjoy all the news coming out this week. It's going to be a fun one, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye.